When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So one of social media's biggest questions has been answered. Dinner with Jay-Z or $500,000? So this was a question posed on social media about a year or so ago, and there has been varying opinions and perspectives on what is the better choice. Now, recently, I came across a video of a guy that actually approached Jay-Z and said he would take the $500,000 over dinner, and Jay didn't even respond. He just dapped the guy up and kept it moving. Now, here's a clip for context.
Hey, home, I'm taking that $500K. I ain't taking that dinner, I'm taking that $500K. You feel me? Hey, it's love, though. You feel me? Yep.
Now, truthfully, Jay doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who uses social media or spends too much time on the internet. But in that video, it didn't seem like he knew what the guy was talking about, but he didn't want to be rude to the guy either. And also, he wasn't really trying to have too much of a conversation. So I remember being an undergrad and I had to go to class or I had to be somewhere and I would just walk by a familiar face. I would know the person as an acquaintance, but I don't really know them like that either. So I would just say what's up and keep it moving, you know, because I don't want to get too caught up in a conversation, but then I don't want to be a jerk and not say anything to them either. So this strikes me as being that kind of a situation. But anyways, back to it. So there was this conversation surrounding it. And about a week after that video surfaced, Gayle King did an interview with Jay-Z where she posed a question to him. Now, before I play this clip, be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. So here was his response to this question.
And listen to the albums. It's all there. If you, okay. If you piece it together and really listen to the music for the words, for what it is, it's all there. Everything that I said was going to happen, happened. Everything that I said I wanted to do, I've done. And there's the blueprint. The blueprint literally to me and my life.
So there you have it. Social media's age-old question has been answered. And I actually agree with Jay. Now, don't get me wrong. There's valid reasons for having a dinner with him too, I'm sure. But it just makes more sense to take the $500K. Now, for starters, it's upfront cash that most people won't see in their lifetime. Plus, there's a lot that can be done with $500,000. You can buy real estate the real way, not the DJ Envy and Caesar Pena way. You can put money aside. You can invest in assets that will generate cash flow. You can clear any outstanding debts that could potentially harm your credit score. You know, things such as student debts. It can open the door for building wealth and setting yourself up for financial success. Now, dinner with Jay-Z, it may give you knowledge and some conversation, but, you know, think about it like this. We live in an information age. Literally anything and everything that we need to know is right there at our fingertips and is one click away. So the possibilities are endless in terms of what you can learn and what you can become. Now, the thing is, you can't put that much emphasis or assume on a dinner with Jay-Z as being something that will be life-changing. Now, you guys ever hear the phrase, don't meet your idols because they may disappoint you? Now, that could potentially be one of those situations, right? You may have these preconceived beliefs or these ideas of what a person might be. right? And what you might get out of it. And then it may not play out or go as you expected. Now, $500,000 will always be a good sum of money to give you the financial head start that you need. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Jay-Z had around that much when he was coming up and transitioning into the rap game. I think he had a few hundred thousand that he put into his career, right, when he was making the transition from the streets to hip hop. So you see his journey and you see how it played out when he had that capital to invest into his career and make things happen. So me personally, at this stage of my life, I would take the 500,000. Having dinner with Jay-Z, you know, it might be a good experience, but I'm pretty sure I have an idea of how that conversation would go and what kind of advice he would give me if I was to ask. And I'm pretty sure it would, you know, consist of the importance of being consistent, working hard, having perseverance. And he would share personal examples of him implementing those principles. Now, again, that is valuable advice, but there's countless books, audiobooks, podcasts, and just overall content out there that reinforces that type of messaging. And, you know, in the video that I played, he's right. If you listen to his music or even watch his interviews, you could hear his story, his journey, all of that stuff is documented. So the information from his perspective is already there. So take the 500,000. That's what I would do. Now, for the people that would choose the dinner, there is really only one circumstance where I could see someone taking the dinner as being valid. So if I was wealthy to the point where $500,000 was nothing for me, then I would probably just take the dinner. But let me explain why, though. Because like I said, $500,000 isn't money for me at all. Like, it doesn't mean much. And additionally, there are some specific questions that I could get his perspective on, right? For example, asking about wealth management, investments to grow wealth, how to maintain relevancy and be adaptable in a creative career, right? And even how to leverage a career as a creative into other avenues, right? Maybe even I can ask him to come on this platform and then we could have a conversation, right? But as someone who's trying to, you know, build something, those are not questions that I could ask right now because I haven't gotten to that stage yet. So of course, take the money. But if you're someone who's already well established, then it might make sense to take the dinner more than the money, right? And here's the thing. People usually want to help those who help themselves. And they will only take you seriously if you've proven yourself already. Now, when you're someone who's coming with nothing, right? And I mean nothing in comparison to them, and you're still on the come up, they may look at it as giving a handout. But when you've built something and you've shown that you're competent and you're capable, then they're more than likely to want to not only lend their support, but also share information, because the work that you've done speaks for itself already. And over the summer, actually, I had a chance to speak with a manager at some investment firm, and I asked him, you know, what are the primary things that investors look for? He was giving a talk and I had a chance to catch up with him after. And he said the key things they look for is business viability, their financials, and how it can perform in the market. But one of the main things that doesn't get emphasized enough is actually the characters of the founders or the owners. Now, their competence and how invested they are into the business, right? Those are the things that investors typically look for. They're not just investing in a company, they're also investing in the people. And I believe that that same principle that he was speaking about is applicable for here as well. So that's why, you know, Rick Ross, and many of these other celebrities and artists such as Ray J and a bunch of others, they said that they would choose the dinner over the money, right? Because at the end of the day, they got to a point where the money meant nothing to them anymore. They reached a point where $500,000 is really just pocket change, but the dinner can give them access to information that can help them acquire more wealth and more knowledge, right? And I'm going to play you guys a brief clip of Rick Ross speaking about it here, and then we'll come back.
Rose, would you take the $500,000 or the dinner with Jay-Z? I'm going to take the dinner, and I'm going to tell you why. In 08, before I turned in my second album, I had a meeting with Hov. We went to lunch. Philippe Chow, Manhattan. The chicken, the orange chicken on the stick with the peanut sauce was the vibe at the time. Let me cut through all the conversation. He said, Rose, versus writing to every beat you like, write to every record you can make work. He told me a quick story about Big Pimpin'. I said, okay, bet. So I went from writing one record to every 80 beats I like to writing 40 records out of every 80 beats I could make work. It took me to another level as a writer, another level as an artist. The amount of work I was putting out was next level. So you got to ask yourself, are you ready to digest the knowledge, or you just want to look at this watch at the table?
So you guys heard what Rick Ross had to say there. And I do somewhat agree with him that I think Jay is trying to be a little bit humble by saying, you know, take the money. And he also did a not so subtle plug of his albums. Hey, there's no shame in the game. I plug my books whenever I can, so it is what it is. But I think he was right to say, take the money. Because like I said, the money will give a head start, right? Just when you do get that money, if you were to ever get that money, just don't go to DJ Envy for investment advice.
DJ Envious.
But this was a fun question because it shows, you know, the different thought processes that people put into making decisions. And, you know, me personally, I would have liked for Jay-Z to go on an independently black-owned hip-hop platform, you know, something like the art of dialogue or Say Cheese. You know, I couldn't really care less for Gayle, and I really lost all respect for her after she tried to pull that stunt on Kobe and his legacy. But I get it. You know, CBS reaches out to management and they not only want to promote his Book of Hov exhibit, but, you know, she's a veteran in the media game. So I don't really knock him or hold it against him for doing this interview either. But nonetheless, it was cool to see Jay-Z doing an interview. He's not really someone that we hear from often. So when we do, it usually tends to mean more, right? And like I said, he's promoting his Book of Hov exhibit. And I actually had the chance to check it out. And it was a great experience. You know, it was cool to see a recreation of the studio that he recorded some of his classic albums in. And just seeing some of the different mementos from his career. You know, he has a career that expands 4 decades. And it could potentially be 4 if he was to drop a project this decade. But overall, you know, he has a great storied career. So that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. You could follow me and this podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can check out my 4 books. It's available at all major retailers. All that information will be in the description. Until next time.